Good morning. On behalf of the National Association of Resource Conservation and Development Councils, Cape Fear Resource Conservation and Development, U.S. Department of Agriculture, National Resources Conservation Services presents to you Strike Force Radio Program right here on Surge 100.
Good morning and welcome to the Hope and Wellness Show on behalf of Strike Force for Rural Growth and Opportunity, USDA, the United States Department and Agricultural. We are presenting to you today radio talk show sponsored by the National Resource Conservation Service and Cape Fear Resource Conservation, the National Association of Councils of RC&D. This morning we are just really excited to have two wonderful, lovely guests that are a part of our show today. And at this time, we want to welcome you to the Hope and Wellness Show. This morning, Dr. Leslie Hospill, we are so excited that you're here and you are a part of our radio program of today. And on behalf of Kathleen Riley, the Executive Director of Cape Fear Resource Conservation Development Incorporation, servicing Bladen, Brunswick, Columbus, New Hanover, and Pender counties. So this morning, again, I would like to introduce you, and by way of that introduction, I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Leslie Hospill at this time.
Thank you. So happy to be here. Appreciate it.
We are so glad that you're here. And on behalf of the work that you're doing, you are the executive director of Feast Down East, and is trained as a PhD in rural sociology at North Carolina State University of Agriculture and Life Sciences. We welcome you this morning to our show.
Thank you. This is exciting for us too. We appreciate the opportunity to share our work.
And just tell me a little bit more about the work that you've done.
Sure. Most of my work is on poverty alleviation projects in southeastern North Carolina. So I've been really for over 15 years working in our persistent poverty counties, of which there are many in North Carolina, but particularly down in this part of the state. We've got three persistent poverty counties, Robeson, Hoke, and Columbus counties. And these are counties that have poverty rates over 20% for at least over the last 30 years, and for all those counties, the last 40 years. So it's a big challenge for us. As people who are doing research and then working on the ground and trying to address issues. And so that's what I've been focused on over these years. The most recent work is the founding of Feast Down East. It's the Southeastern North Carolina Food Systems Program. And in that work, we've been working with small, limited resource farmers, sort of the backbone of Southeastern North Carolina agriculture, and making sure that they're not left out of the agribusiness model, that they're part of our institutions, and making sure we eat local food, and so that the kids are eating it at schools, and that UNCW students are eating it in our hospitals, and that we know that there's a multiplier effect, a ripple effect when that happens, when we keep our food dollars local. So that's a big project, but that's in a nutshell what we've been doing.
That is outstanding. The purpose of this radio show is to raise awareness of the different types of USDA programs and assistance available to underserved farmers and ranchers, to provide interested parties an opportunity to become familiar with the ways they can take advantage of these programs. So we're going to get ready to just get started.
Sure.
In our dialogue for this first part of our radio program. So what is the USDA Strike Force for Rural Growth and Opportunity Initiative all about?
Well, the Strike Force was really came out of Agricultural Secretary Vilsack's initiative in 2010. So it's a federal initiative, and it really is, the aim is to coordinate all the efforts of the USDA. And so it's called a strike force. You've got all these entities, these agencies that sometime have worked sort of independently and not with each other. And the strike force really brings all of these together. And this is really important because the goal is to address persistent poverty counties. And like I said, persistent poverty is when a county has poverty rates over 20% over each decennial census. And so we've got 11 of those in North Carolina. They're over in the west, they're up in the northeast, and then they're down here in the southeast. And so the strike force is really targeting those counties across the nation, but in North Carolina are persistent poverty counties as well. Federally, the strike force is, as I said, it's across the nation. The projects have been over 700 counties and 20 states have sort of had targeted money. About $10 billion have been put into these efforts. But then in North Carolina, it really unfolded in 2013 and 2014. And right now, it's situated with the Farm Service Agency. Congressman Bob Etheridge is leading that strike force charge in our state. And so I serve on the advisory team, along with a lot of other people across the state, and we're really looking at how we can find ways to address persistent poverty in our state through job, education, trainings, and across all sectors. So that's kind of in a nutshell what the strike force is doing. Next year, the lead agency will be Rural Development, and that will be under Director Randy Gore. So Bob Etheridge will sort of phase out the work he's been doing this past year through the Farm Service Agency, and it'll move over to Rural Development. So it's a big, comprehensive way for us to really think about the services that are out there, how to pull those under one umbrella and target high-need counties in our state.
Outstanding. And what counties are involved in this initiative?
Well, really all counties. We have 100 counties in North Carolina. All counties will benefit from it. But again, it's these targeted persistent poverty counties. So if you look at the state of North Carolina, the strike force has been divided up into six districts. So out in the far west, we've got Allegheny, Watauga, Rutherford, Swain, those western counties that have high poverty areas. And there's a director there who deals with District 1, and that's Jeannie Setzer. District 2 includes Rowan and Cleveland, and Beverly Clark is our in Gaston County, is the one who works with that group. District 3, kind of down our way a little bit, includes Montgomery County, Anson, Richmond, Hoke, Scotland, Robeson. Amy Yacklin is the contact person there. And then District 4, kind of more up in the northeast, Caswell, Granville, Vance, Northampton, Halifax, Pasquotank, Perquimin, James Davis services there. Matthew Ellis is more down our way, and he's working in District 5, and that's Columbus and Bladen and Duplin and Jones and Wayne and Lenore. And then Debbie Houston works in District 6, which again covers some of our area, and that's more on the east, Washington, Terrell, Hyde, Beaufort. So you get the idea. There's six main districts that service all 100 counties, but since some of them are higher poverty than others, those are where the targeted projects will be based. But the idea is that it helps everyone when you get people out of poverty. Helps us all.
Absolutely, and what a great way to outreach and reach out to those counties and the benefits. And so what are some of the benefits?
Well, we've really, as an advisory group, come together, I think quarterly it's been, and try to target different projects in the different districts. And so what we've seen is that there's funding and sources and tech support and workshopping that's been happening in all these different districts. And I'll just give you some examples of some of the projects that have taken place. I know over in Cleveland County, they've had great success with something called the Community Math Academy. And this has helped little kids, third to sixth graders, work on math concepts in the summer. So it kind of targets their needs in the summertime. A lot of local food pantries have been assisted through this USDA Strike Force initiative. There's a project called Veterans in Agriculture, and it's Bridges to Opportunity. It's a pilot program that really targets returning veterans to get into agriculture and what are some new markets for them to explore their livelihood through agriculture. Pitt County, the Farm Service Agency has worked with the Bethel area to on food nutrition and food access. Food insecurity is a big problem in southeastern North Carolina. And then a lot of the work that we've done in Feast Down East is part of that as well. And so working with food insecurity and making sure that low-income folks have access to healthy food just as much as anybody else has. Your socioeconomic status shouldn't be a barrier to access to healthy, affordable food. So interesting projects like that. One project that we're trying to work on, I think is a really great idea, is the deer meat. You know, a lot of deer is culled in different neighborhoods because deer become pests. And when that meat is culled by hunters, which is a controlled culling, how do you take that meat, flash freeze it, and get it to people in need, get it to food banks? Deer meat's a great source of protein. So that's one project that people are thinking about as well. But you get the idea that there's different, a wide range, wide spectrum of ways to help through all the different agencies in the strike force and the partnerships, the big partnerships that come out of that. Congressman Etheridge really talks about this in all of his work, but, you know, really everything east of I-95 is high poverty counties. And so when you look at the map on the strike force, you'll see that it's really east of I-95 where we see some of the greatest need in the nation is in our state.
Can you talk to us about the four different agencies that are involved in the strike force initiative?
Yeah. As I said, Bob Etheridge is the state director for the Farm Service Agency, and that's the first one. And he was our congressman for so long and is now sort of leading the Farm Service Agency. And the Farm Service Agency deals with many programs. They do farm loan programs. They have disaster assistance. They work on commodity procurements. It's a very big agency, and if you go to USDA.gov, you'll see what happens at the federal and the state level. Tim Beard is our state director for the Natural Resources Conservation Service, and that's one of the agencies in the strike force. The NRCS provides financial and technical assistance to help landowners promote conservation and stewardship of their land. Rural Development, as I mentioned earlier, Randy Gore is the state director, and they work in our rural communities really strengthening through economic development, maximizing opportunity for people in rural areas. So it's an extensive program as well. And then Scott Lucas is our director for Risk Management Agency, and that's the fourth of the agencies. And that really offers federally subsidized crop insurance program, and that's really important for our farmers. And so it covers disasters, drought, hail, frost, hurricanes, et cetera. So those are the big four agencies that make up the USDA Strike Force. Very big, comprehensive program.
Very big, comprehensive outreach. We are just so excited today to just have this information to share with our listeners out there. And how can we get in contact with you, both of you ladies? Would like to give us that contact information?
Sure. I'm at the University in Wilmington. I'm Hossfeld L. at uncw.edu. I'm chair of the sociology department, so if you go to sociology, you'll find me. Or Feast Down East. It's the organization that really does a lot of work in 11 counties in southeastern North Carolina.
And me, I'm Kathleen Riley. I'm executive director of Cape Fear Resource Conservation. We are a 501c3 organization, and we actually assist the local government and the community in facilitating some of these efforts. And you can reach me at kriely@katefearrcd.org. You can go to our website, CapeFearRCD.org, and our phone number is 910-763-6611.
Thank you, ladies, so very much for being a part of the radio show today. We're going to get ready to pause for a couple of minutes, but we will be coming back for part two. More wonderful, exciting news for farmers in our land, in our counties. And I want to thank both of you for the kind and wonderful information that we have learned. I've learned some things today myself. So we're going to get ready to pause. Wellness Show. Welcome to the Strike Force for Rural Growth and Opportunity, United States Department of Agriculture, Cape Fear Resource Conservation and Development Council, in partnership with the NARC and DC and USDA. NRCS brings you the Strike Force radio program. The purpose of this radio program is to raise awareness of the different types of USDA programs and assistance available to underserved farmers and ranchers, and to provide interested parties an opportunity to become familiar with the ways they can take advantage of these programs. On behalf of the National Resources Conservation Services and Cape Fear Resource Conservation of RCND, I am excited to bring back for part two of our radio program to introduce to you, on behalf of our guest for today, Dr. Leslie Hostel, who is the Executive Director of Feast Down East, and her professional occupation is a PhD trained in rural sociology at North Carolina State University of Agriculture and Life Sciences. She is presently the Director of Public Sociology Undergraduate and Graduate Programs at UNCW. So at this time, I would like to welcome Dr. Leslie Hostel to our radio program, as well as we have Kathleen Riley, who is the Executive Director for Cape Fear Resources Conservation, RCND. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
So as we're getting ready to go back into our discussion, I want to thank you for being a part of the radio program here. And so we had a wonderful conversation talking about the USDA Strike Force for Rural Growth and Opportunities Initiative. As I stated on the last program, I learned so much. I am so excited that we can get this information out there to people in the 11 counties that are associated with this initiative in the southeastern part of the state. And it is our goal that hopefully we will be able to get this throughout the whole 100 counties. And so this is a pilot program, and this is a pilot, and I want to really thank Kathleen for making it happen. You know, you made this happen, and on behalf of USDA and the folks there, they have made this happen. And so I'm just really excited and to know the great things that have already been listed and part one of our program, and my goal is that we will be able to air this as often as possible to get the information out, bits and pieces, and putting it all together in one beautiful, wonderful package. So as we continue in our conversation, how does one get started? What are there any rules or criteria that one would have to follow to be a part of this initiative?
Not at all. I mean, one thing that's so wonderful about the USDA is how open they are. So you can call Bob Etheridge directly. I mean, that's how hands-on this organization is. So you have the Strike Force really brings together all of these agencies that have, as I mentioned earlier, sort of had different lives and different paths. And so now the Strike Force has clear, you can Google the North Carolina Strike Force and you will get straight to the numbers that you need. And so you just start making those steps by picking up the phone. You can call me and I can get you to where you need to go. But no, there's no criteria. It's the idea is to help our high need counties get the resources that are available to them through these USDA agencies.
Outstanding. Well, we are really excited to know more about your upcoming event with Feast Down East in February. Could you tell us more?
Oh, I'd love to tell you more about that. It's our annual conference, and this is our fifth annual regional conference on food systems work in southeastern North Carolina. So it's on February 6th from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. at the Birney Center at UNCW. And the most exciting conference. It doesn't cost much. It's for farmers. It's $15, and if you can't afford it, we will get you in. It doesn't matter. For the general public, it is $35. But what we have is an all-day of workshops. We have, if you're interested in, if you grow, produce, cook, eat, sell, or advocate for fresh local food, this is the conference for you. And so it's about 300 people. It's so much fun. UNCW Campus Dining purchases local food from farmers within a 40-mile radius, so you have fresh local food all day. Farmers are there. Institutional buyers are there. But everyone who's trying to understand how to make a local food system is at this conference. So it's February 6th, all day, 8 to 4 p.m. at Birney Center. It's wonderful fun, and it's just you don't want to miss it. And registration opens in mid-December. Some of the workshops we'll have are drip irrigation, solar energy, hoop houses, soil enrichment, food safety issues, farming for profit, farm to school, economic development, local food councils, aquaponics, value-added seafood, food core, farmers market promotion, and many, many others. Randy Gore, who is the State Director of Rural Development for USDA, will be there, and he will be speaking to us at lunch. Jennifer McDougall, who's with Blue Cross Blue Shield North Carolina Foundation Healthy Communities Program Director, will be speaking in the morning. And so it's just a wonderful, fun day, but you learn a lot, and you go away really understanding how to be part of a food system in southeastern North Carolina. Feast Down East has really been moving that over the last 7 years, creating a fully integrated local food system.
Outstanding. And one of the topics that I heard, solar farming in Duplin and surrounding counties, there are a lot of solar farms.
It's a great way to go, absolutely.
Yes.
And USDA can help you with some of that, those inputs that you need to get that happening on your own farm. So that's exciting.
And all of the workshops that you've mentioned, some I am not familiar with, but looking forward to going and being a part of this workshop on February the 6th. Can you give us the location?
Sure. It's the Birney Center at UNCW. Mm-hmm. And if you want to just Google feastdowneast.org, there'll be information there, and registration opens up in a couple of weeks. And so you do need to register, but everyone is welcome. And as I said, it's just a great day, and you learn so much.
Okay. And is there a cost?
For farmers, it's $15. And if you can't afford it, we can help you get in. We and fishers, locals, for folks on the coast, seafood is local, too. So we have fisher people coming. And then for general public, it's $35.
Okay.
And you get lunch and breakfast and lots of food in between.
Okay.
It's all locally sourced food. So
okay, that sounds like a wonderful event. And so we look forward to continue to talk about this on the radio program, and hopefully people will sign up and get registered so they can be a part of this really wonderful conference that's coming, the fifth annual regional conference coming to Wilmington UNCW. So as we get ready to wrap it up, I tell you, the time is moving on and it's moving on, and it's so exciting, and it's just so interesting, and it's just such a wonderful opportunity when I think about farming and I think about how we all are here together at this table today on behalf of Strike Force USDA, how we all came together to make this work together. And so pulling it all together and working together in such a collective manner. I think as far as the outreach on behalf of the radio, on behalf of our forums, on behalf of our community college, James Front Community College, we're looking forward to having more workshops and more information on farming needs, risk insurance management, those kind of questions that farmers have called and have asked questions, and how they can become a part of this collaborative. So for both of you, so how do you think? What are your thoughts, Catherine?
Well, KFUR-CND, being part of the National Association of RC&D Resource Conservation and Development, we are very involved in agriculture. We were established under the USDA in the 1960s. So this is what we do. We work on projects. We help facilitate different types of what different parts of the government, the federal government, local government, communities, to sort of get these things done, get these out to the people. This is what we do. And I, too, am very impressed with Dr. Hossfeld. I've known her a short period of time, but very knowledgeable, a tremendous amount of experience, looking very forward to working with her and her group to get some things done. So the bottom line is we want to help the folks out there. The folks need this. We cover a five-county area, Columbus, Bladen, New Hanover, Pender, and Brunswick, and our job is to reach out to these people. And Bladen and Columbus County especially, we want them to know that we are here for you, that there are options for you to get involved. It is very important to get involved with these projects, with Feast Down East, because they're the ones ultimately going to make the difference. So, but they need to know what to do, who to call, where to go, because a lot of this information can be very cumbersome and burdensome to people. So let me just put out that you can go to our website, katefearrcnd.org, and you can see all the contact information. My name is Kathleen Riley. My phone number is 910-763-6611. And please call me if you have any questions, you want to know how to access some of these programs or who to talk to or phone numbers. That's what RC&D is for.
Outstanding.
Perfect, yeah, and this is a great opportunity for people to become aware of all of these consolidated projects, you know, under the Strike Force. And so, yeah, you've got lots of resources available to you, and all of these agencies are ready to jump in at any moment and to help out. So it's exciting. It's an exciting time, yeah.
Yes, and I can agree that it is really an exciting time. And if you could give us your contact information one more time, we want to make sure that our listeners will be able to get in contact with you. If they have any other questions on your programs and the different projects that you're working on, if you could give us.
Sure. Kathleen Riley, Kapefear, RCND, KAPEFEARRCD.org. You can go to our website. All our contact information is on there. My number is 910-763-6611.
My name is Leslie Hossfeld, and my number is 910-962-7849. But if you're in District 5, which includes Columbus, Bladen, Duplin, Jones, Wayne, Lenore, Matthew Ellis will help you. He's with the Strike Force in that district, and his number is 919-934-7156. And we have some of these districts overlap, but Matthew can get you to the right person. And so he's an excellent resource. He's in Lumberton and Johnson County, so Robeson and Johnson. So he's all over the road handling some of these big issues.
Well, outstanding. Well, we have really, truly enjoyed this time, and we're just so thankful for our sponsors today that have sponsored this radio time and ready for us to be able to give this information out to the farmers and the ranchers on behalf of Cape Fear Resource and Conservation and the National Resource Conservation Services, RCND, on behalf of East Down East, Dr. Leslie Hartsfield. We have really, truly enjoyed such an in-depth conversation with you in regards to all of the resources and understanding what Strike Force is all about and reaching out in our communities, reaching way out and helping folks understand that there are resources available. So this has been a delightful conversation, and I look forward to more conversations on behalf of the Radio Search One and WGG. We are excited to be a part of this initiative and reaching out to our communities. And so we look forward for more conversations. Thank you, ladies, so very much.
Thank you very much.